One day say, Hans, let's go and visit this family. And we met this little boy walking home from school. And he had walked, I think, 2 hours from school. And we took him home. The father was drunk. Mom and dad was laying in bed hungry. And this boy had no food. And Edith right away said, I've got to do something. And so she arranged for food. We arranged for a neighbor, actually, to pay a neighbor to come and feed them. And that child ended up going to school, to high school, and really graduated. She probably has the rest of that story. But I just appreciate Edith. Another thing I want to tell you, that when you come for prayer, she will remember that prayer. She's a prayer warrior. And she will come back 2 or 3 years later and say, Hans, what happened to that person? How many have experienced her prayers? Amen. So Edith, we want to welcome you. I want to welcome your son, Edgar, and his wife, Gladys, and their two wonderful kids. One of them is right here. So how about we give them a warm welcome? Bless them.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It is wonderful to be back home. Hallelujah. And we were talking this morning, I think last night, about the leading of the Holy Spirit. And I was telling Pastor Hans, sometimes it's wonderful to let him lead and remind us many things. So I would like us to stand before we go to the ministry of the word. Praise the Lord. I would like each one of us this morning to say the Lord's Prayer. I don't know why, but I have to obey. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And then, while we are standing, I would like us to say hallelujah 7 times. And the 7th, we shout and clap and scream. Amen. 1. Hallelujah! 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 Glory! Thank you, Jesus! Father, we give you praise this morning. We honor your name, Jehovah, for bringing us this morning. Thank you, Blessed Assurance, because you are our Father. You are our God. You are the Rock of Ages, the Holy One of Israel, the great I Am, our Redeemer, our friend, our teacher, our shepherd, our deliverer. We thank you, Jehovah, this morning. Come and minister to us, minister healing, minister salvation, minister freedom, minister liberty, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. We can be seated. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I have been so blessed this morning as I hear many testimonies of answered prayer. It's very encouraging. David, in Psalm 143. Is it possible? He says, in Psalm 143, hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my plea, to my pleas for mercy. In your faithfulness, answer me. In your righteousness, I will repeat it. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my pleas for mercy. In your faithfulness, answer me. Okay, good. Thank you. It's only verse 1, 143, verse 1. Lord, hear my prayer. Listen to my cry for mercy. In your faithfulness and righteousness, come to my relief. Praise God. Only verse 1. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my pleas for mercy. In your faithfulness, answer me in your righteousness. This would encourage each one of us to know there is a God in heaven. I want to encourage each one of us this morning. I spoke about prayer the other time. A lady was reminding me this last night. Thank you. For those of us who would remember what we speak. May God bless you, that lady who visited us last night and said you spoke about prayer. I felt encouraged as I had testimonies of answered prayer. And also when I received this letter last night and the picture of a beautiful daughter and the fact that the Lord answered this prayer, I touched the mama, the grandma, because the daughter-in-law was not in church that morning when I was here 2017. I touched her tummy. She stood in the gap for her daughter-in-law. That is faith. Great faith. Jesus spoke about great faith. And on other occasions, he would say, O ye of little faith. We ask God for many things, but it is imperative that we also ask, Lord Jesus, increase my faith. So that when we pray, believe that you have received and you will receive. Increase our faith, O God, this morning. Because we have issues as we wait for the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We are living on planet Earth. We have issues. Each one of us has an issue to present before the throne of grace. Family issues, personal issues. Each one of us has issues, desires of our hearts. He admonishes us in Psalm 37, verse 4. He says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Your desire to be in good health. Your desire to be blessed. Your desire to have peace within you, individually and corporately as a family. There are so many things that we need in life as we wait for our Savior Jesus Christ. So, may God of heaven increase our faith this morning as we become a people of prayer. I requested Pastor if next time I come, I would like to stay for 1 week. I want to stay here for 1 week when I come next time to join you, to team up with you, to battle. He said, we are in warfare, but we are winning. In Jesus' name, we are winning because Jesus has won the battle for us, and we are his children. We are the followers of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So we are winning in the name of Jesus. So increase our faith, Lord, that as we pray, our faith would be so much so that we believe that we have received. 2013, I was invited to speak at a women's little convention. After the meeting, a lady came forward for prayer, and she said she had an issue with her daughter. Her daughter wanted to go out of Canada to Nepal. How many of us would know where Nepal is? Never, he would know. You come from... Wow. Can we... Blessings to you, so you know where Nepal is. Would you remember what happened in Nepal a few years back? No, thank you for that. But there was there an issue to do with, is it a tornado or earthquake? Is it true? Yes. This lady came and said, Pastor, my daughter would like to go to Nepal. And she said she has had sleepless nights because she did not want her daughter to go to Nepal. And she did not understand why. She said, you are not going, my daughter. She said, Mom, I'm going. You are not going, I'm going. So she brought it as an issue of prayer and said, can we agree? And I prayed. I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, you are Alpha and Omega. You are God of the whole universe. I do not know why this mama is not having peace with her daughter going to Nepal at this particular hour. And so in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I cancel this trip by fire and by faith. In the name of Jesus, I nullify her going to Nepal. I nullify, I delete, I frustrate it. She's not going in Jesus' name. 1 week, the mother phoned me and she said, Pastor, my daughter came home from work and said, Mommy, I just don't feel like going to Nepal. I don't feel like going to Nepal. And 3 days, there was an earthquake in Nepal. This daughter still wanted to go out, and she said, Mommy, I'll go to England. The mother said, Pastor, would you pray? I say, I bless that trip. We decree and declare journey masses, safe takeoff, safe flight, and safe coming back. She went to England and met a gentleman. They were having a mission, whatever trip from Australia. And she met her husband and they got married last summer. So when I came back to Saskatoon this time, the mother said, you have to come home. We want to celebrate and give praise to God of heaven that he knows the plans that he has for each one of us. He canceled the trip for my daughter not to go to Nepal because he had seen destruction ahead. And then he changed because God's ways are not our ways. Hallelujah. He tells us that in Isaiah 55, that your thoughts, the thoughts of God supersede our thoughts. To God be all the glory. This mama believed, we agreed, we trusted our Heavenly Father that he would supernaturally intervene because God is interested in saving lives. He had known because he's God of heaven that there would be destruction ahead. And he used the mama to say no. But because the daughter was insisting that she wanted to go, she needed reinforcement of a servant of God. And she requested me to agree with her. To God be all the glory. I have said this testimony to encourage you that God of heaven answers prayer. Sometimes it's not immediate. We are human beings. We want to microwave prayer. Quickly, answer today, Lord. But he is God. And that is why there was this man who waited for 38 years. Do you know the story of the man waiting 38 years? Where? Let's see, the Bible read us now. There was a man who waited for 38 years. Can we clap for this lady who is a Bible reader? Can you say it again? Hallelujah. Say it loud. Say it loud.
At the pool of Bethsaida.
At the pool of Bethsaida, there was a man waiting for healing. He was there 38 years. Finally, he got his miracle. Lord, we don't want to wait for 38 years. Lord, have mercy. We are your children. We don't want to wait for 38 years for this prayer request that we have submitted to you. We are asking you in your infinite mercy and compassion to answer our prayers. We have faith that you will answer our prayers. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There was also a lady who was bent for how many years, my sister? Okay, somebody else. How many years? There was a lady bent. You are just about there. 18 years. There was a lady who was bent for how many years? 18. But then she had an encounter with Jesus and he said, woman, thou art loosed. She woke up straight in the book of Luke. And then there was the issue of the 12 years. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But this morning, we are telling our Father, as David said, hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my plea for mercy. In your faithfulness, answer me. Hallelujah. In your faithfulness, O God, answer me. Concerning this illness and sickness, in your faithfulness, my Redeemer, answer me. I don't know why I'm speaking about prayer again this morning. I told Pastor, when I woke up very early, the Lord had given me 3 messages. Pastor said, Pastor Edith, this is Canada. We can only handle one. Hallelujah. Praise God. But that was just to encourage us this morning. Let us be a people of prayer. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, pray without ceasing. Daniel prayed 3 times a day. Each one of us remembers the story of Daniel. He deposited prayer. We deposit. In Canada, I know people deposit money. In Kenya, it's most of the time it's hand to mouth. Depositing finances. Daniel deposited prayer. 3 times a day, he had a checkbook into the account of prayer. In the afternoon, he deposited prayer. In the evening, he deposited prayer. How many times a day did Daniel pray? 3 times a day. When the enemy attacked Daniel, that he was going to be thrown into the den of lions, they looked at his account and they said, this man will not be destroyed because he has been having communication with the heavenly king, Jehovah Rohi, his shepherd. He has been talking to him on a daily basis, not for 1 minute, 3 times a day. They checked on his account and they saw there was a huge deposit of prayers. The angels were commissioned to rescue the man of God who had a personal relationship with his maker. He did not do microwaving. He took time to kneel down. The Bible says he knelt and he had his windows open to face Jerusalem. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. He knelt 3 times, talking to his heavenly Father about his people, about what was going on. So much is going on today. Sometimes you are in a place of work where they say, don't mention God. Fine. Okay, fine. But go to your closet and mention God. Scream at the top of your voice in your closet and say, my Father, in the name of Jesus, that man who said I should not mention your name, I am asking you in your infinite power to convict him, to convince him, to convert him in the power of the Holy Spirit, that in a way he may meet and have an encounter with you, Lord Jesus. Sometimes we have to be radical. And you say, you changed Saul of Tarsus. He was very busy killing Christians and causing havoc to the children of God. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. That man who has said, I should not speak about you, my Father, I decree and declare a physical blindness for a while, because you did that for Saul. He was harassing the children of God and you caused him to be blind for 3 days, and when he woke up, he came to his senses and laid low and said, Lord Jesus, he gave his life to you. Master, you have saved me, because we are saved. Each one of you is saved to save, to serve. You have saved me, my Father. I was a terrible alcoholic. You delivered me from the bondage of Satan, and I will stand on the promises of God that are yea and amen. So this man who does not want me to know you, let him know you. I decree and declare 3 days of blindness, and then you reopen his eyes, because you did that for Saul, and who later was changed to be Paul, a mighty man of God, an apostle of those days. Jehovah, you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. I will stand for you. And I will live for you. I will not be intimidated. I have been born again. You tell God, that I may be the light of the world. You have delivered me, Jehovah. You have saved me to be the light to my family. And as a man of the house, you will say, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Joshua made a declaration. He had a mission statement. In Joshua 24:15, he said, as for me, Joshua, and my household, we will serve the Lord. And Joshua did not want to care whether his children were busy in alcoholism and in drugs. He said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I want to believe he was a man of prayer and praying for his children, saying, my Father, yes, me and my wife and my firstborn and the thirdborn are in the ark of salvation. But Jonathan, our fifthborn, is still outside. Obadiah is an alcoholic. Ian, James is struggling with drugs. My Father, in the name of Jesus, I have decreed and declared that all my children will come to the ark of salvation in the name of Jesus. And I am at war with you, Satan, like Pastor Hans has told us. We are at war. And you say, Satan, lose your grip over my children. Lose your grip. My children belong to God. I am their legitimate father, and they are my children. And my Father and my God, in the name of Jesus, I claim them back to their senses. The prodigal son left home and went and wandered. But the Bible says he came back to his senses and came back home, came back to the fold, came back to his father. I encourage us this morning to wage war. And we wage war through prayer. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we will ask the Lord to refill us with the Holy Spirit. Because in Acts 1:8, they were told, do not leave Jerusalem until you receive the power of the Holy Spirit. Because when you receive power, you will effectively minister. You will effectively fight. God of heaven, refill us this morning. Infill us with the power of the Holy Spirit, that we may be spiritual jet fighters. Hallelujah! Spiritual jet fighters. Fight, 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 fight in the mighty name of Jesus. Because the enemy is out to destroy. The enemy is out to destroy the young men and women of this great land and other countries of the world, including Kenya. But we are going to arise. In the mighty name of Jesus, we will arise and fight on our knees. In the name of Jesus. Say, Satan, you are losing. You are losing, yes, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth. You will be my witnesses in Maple Creek, in Saskatoon, in Outlook, and you are going beyond to Kenya, to the end of the earth. Blessed be the name of the Word of God is forever true. That is why we are here. I was thinking last night how God of heaven can cause us to be here. Across the Atlantic. Across the Atlantic Ocean. Because his word is forever established in heaven. He says in Jerusalem, in my little village in Kenya, in the next village, and to the end of the earth, to Maple Creek. The word of God is true. And is forever established in heaven. I am encouraging us this morning to be warriors. We have examples of men and women of the Bible who fought their battles through prayer. And they realized victory. Daniel was rescued. Because in his account, there was a huge deposit of prayer. Part of it, he was praising God. Part of it, he was saying, I thank you in advance because I know you are my Redeemer. I thank you for sending the angels of the Lord to encamp round about me because you have said in your word. Psalms 34, I think. Can we check Psalms 34? Should be Psalms 34, verse 7. Psalms 34, verse 7. Psalms 34, verse 7. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord, for technology. Yes, the angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him and delivers them. Daniel must have reminded the Lord that you have spoken in your word. Because I honor you, because I fear you, let your angels come and encamp round about me and deliver me from destruction. Deliver me from the attacks of the lion. Hallelujah. And we are going to be Bible readers. It's wonderful. I know we are busy. This is a busy society. But give time. even 1 minute a day to know the word. So that next time when we have questions, you are able to answer like this sister who talked to us about the pool of Bethsaida. That should be in the book of John. You can go and read. This man waited. But we have told the Lord this morning, help us not to wait for 38 years, Father. We are asking you to answer our prayer. In the name of Jesus. We are human. We are his children. And we are asking him to answer our prayer. But we need the power of the Holy Spirit to pray boldly, and wisdom. Anyone who tells you don't talk about Jesus, just don't answer back immediately. Just as I said earlier, go to your closet and say, there is a specific reason, a purpose why you saved me. Maybe there are souls waiting for me in Africa. We have had several crusades. And even without going too far, when Pastor Hans came to Kenya, there are people who have heard the word over time. But when he came and we made an altar call, when we had even the conference of the pastors, people came to the front for prayer. God bless you, Pastor. In the message that he spoke at the conference of the pastors, transformed families. Families began to speak good about their children because he had spoken to us about the power of the tongue. Hallelujah. The power of the tongue. We have to watch what we say is effective. We have to learn to speak positively. If you are not feeling well, if somebody comes and say, how are you feeling? Say, I'm good. I'm healed by faith. I am healed by faith in Christ Jesus. Not, oh, I don't think I'll make it. Oh, I've given up. Oh, the Lord should just take me. No! There are souls that are waiting for you even at the age of 85 to speak salvation. Caleb, in the book of Numbers, said, at the age of 85, he said, I am as strong as I was when I was 40. Isn't it true? Caleb. And he said, give me this mountain to conquer. So, if you are 70, you have not even started. You haven't started yet. You haven't started. And the Lord, in Joshua 13, told Joshua, Joshua, you are old now. Let's put that on the screen. Joshua 13, so that we know we are speaking the truth. Joshua 13, I believe. If I make a mistake, forgive me, because I'm human. Joshua 13. Yes. Now Joshua was old, advanced in years. And the Lord said to him, you are old, advanced in years, and there remains very much land yet to be possessed. In another version, it says, to be occupied. The Lord agreed that Joshua was old, but there was still so much land to be possessed, to be occupied. So at the age of 85, there are souls that are waiting for you, Maddy, to speak to them and say, Jesus is Lord. So you haven't even begun yet. Who knows, you might go to Africa and minister. You are coming because there is land to be occupied. There are souls to be ministered to. At the end of the earth. And it is the Bible. God knows we are old. No, we are young. We are old, 17, 27. But he says there is much land to be occupied. You still have something to do for the Lord. And Caleb at 85 said, I am as young, I feel as young as when I was 40. Be encouraged this morning. Say yes. I'm speaking to my feet. Feet, I speak to you. Be healed because I'm going. These feet have to take the gospel somewhere. There is a soul waiting for me. Because when you are born again, God gives you an assignment. When you are born again, God gives you a specific duty. When you are born again, God gives you a specific purpose. Say, Lord, I want to be a life changer. In the name of Jesus. Yes, again. Lord, I want to be a life changer. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Not born again just to sit. It's wonderful to sit. But do something. We may not all preach, but you can pray. And say, Father, you have given us this city. You have given me this city. Use me to change Maple Creek for Jesus. I speak to the trees, to the grass, to the atmosphere, to the people of Maple Creek. I release the spirit of salvation in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you. I say this because I have done that for my village by the grace of God. When I got saved, I said, it hurt me to see people's children perishing in alcoholism. And I said, Lord, in your own way, help me to make a difference. And I went and started a little Sunday school. It was not easy because in my community, they would not recognize the leadership of a woman. It's not their culture. But I said, Lord, this is not about culture. It's about eternity. It's about the kingdom of God, where you have saved, you have promised to save women and men, boys and girls alike. Help me by your grace. And I went daring. And today, there is a witness in the house. Pastor Hans has come and seen the work that God has done over time. People's children have been saved, given hope. We are educating them. With your help, thank you so much, and may God prosper you. Because you don't know what you are doing while you are in Maple Creek. So much is going on in Africa. Thank you. May God of heaven prosper you and expand your financial horizons in the mighty name of Jesus. May he give you an overflow that you will have more than enough in the mighty name of Jesus. So, from today, purpose and say, Father, I want to make a difference in the mighty name of Jesus. As you walk along the streets of Maple Creek, say, Father, I speak salvation. I speak freedom from sin. I speak deliverance in this street in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak peace that surpasses human understanding. I speak prosperity. I speak physical healing and spiritual healing in the name of Jesus. And thank you for giving me the heart of obedience that when I heard the word, I was willing to respond, and I'm in the house of prayer. I'm in the house of the Lord. I come to church every morning to give you praise, to recognize that you are sovereign, and to recognize that you are God who rules and overrules in the affairs of mankind. And that is why I spend these hours in the morning of Sunday to humble myself before you, my Father, and to say thank you. and to bring my petitions to you, my prayers to you. As we come to the close, I will not go to the subject that God had given me. I know I'm coming back to Maple Creek. You go back and say, I will say like David, hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my plea for mercy. In your faithfulness, answer me. In your righteousness. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Father, we give you praise, we give you honor and adoration this morning. We thank you for your mercies that are new every morning. And thank you for your goodness. I pray that there would be a refilling. I want us to stand up in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to request Paul to come back with the team. I want us to go back to the days of Pentecost where we'll call fire. Hallelujah. There is a chorus, I don't know whether they sang it in North America, that says, fire, fire, as in the day of Pentecost. Fire fall on me. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We will sing, we will praise, we will clap our hands and ask God of heaven to refill us afresh in the power of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. The other team to join, and if we know, let us sing that song. Hallelujah. Fire, 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 fire. We are going to be flames. Fire, fire, in the mighty name of Jesus. Fire, 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 fall on me. Is that okay? Yes. Okay. All of us, let us learn and sing. Fire, 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 fall on me. Fire, 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 fall on me. As in the days of Pentecost, fire fall on me. As in the days of Pentecost, oh, fire fall on me. Fire, 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 fire fall on me. Fire, 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 fire fall on me. As in the day of Pentecost, fire fall on me. As in the day of Pentecost, fire fall on me. Fire, 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 fire fall on me. Fire, 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 fire fall on me. As in the day of Pentecost, fire fall on me. As in the day of Pentecost, fire fall on me. Fire, fire, fire. Hallelujah. Yeah. Fire, fire, fire. Fire fall on me. As in the day of Pentecost, fire fall on me. Would you come in front as we continue singing in the name of Jesus? Fire, 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 fall on me. Fire, 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 fall on me. As in the day of Pentecost, fire fall on me.